You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Well, welcome everyone to the Act Golf here in Cedar Rapids for their grand opening as it is the Gym Class, broadcasting live here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you. Mark not with us here again today. Hopefully, fingers crossed, back on Monday and ready to go with us as we get ready for the 4th of July. And speaking of the 4th of July weekend, getting underway right now, and no better place to kick it off than coming down to X Golf here in Cedar Rapids for their grand opening. We've been talking about it during Spencer's show. A couple of drop-ins there during Spencer on Sports, but we're having a great time. A lot of folks here at X Golf, 5235 Buffalo Ridge Drive Northeast in Cedar Rapids, right in front of the Fleet Farm. So give you a little bit of geographic information right there. And like I mentioned, it's been absolutely chock full of golf fans and just fans in general. Stop on by after work. They've got a great bar area. They've got great food here. They've got all kinds of great, great specials going on today. And that includes an $8 barbecued pulled pork sandwich and chips. So if I didn't make you hungry right there, then, hey, I don't know what else I can do for that. They also have two-for-one drinks throughout the day. They're going to be open until midnight. They have maybe a few openings toward the evening as far as simulators are concerned. But big thing today is stop on by. They've got a great special. They've got a punch card that you can buy. You can get 10 punches for $200, a great, great bargain right there. They have long drive challenge going on today. They've got closest to the pin challenge going on as well. Great food, great drinks, and just a great atmosphere here at X Golf Cedar Rapids. Again, 5235 Buffalo Ridge Drive Northeast in front of the Fleet Farm. And thanks to Doug and Bryant here, the owners, and we're going to talk to General Manager Kevin Flanagan coming up here in just a little bit. And we're going to have a great time, and you can come on down and check it all out here at X Golf Cedar Rapids. And again, the Gym Class brought to you by Tobacco Community Credit Union. They're just up the street as well, one of their great locations. Check them out online at dupaco.com. We're going to talk to Kevin Flanagan coming up. Should mention this right out of the chute today, and usually on Fridays we come your way with the Friday topic, and since we are here live at X Golf, we are going to postpone our Friday topic until next week, and we're going to have that next Friday for you. So mark it down. And Iowa State fans, we have not forgotten about our subject. We're going to talk about the maybe underrated, lesser-known Iowa State football players of all time. So that is going to be coming up next Friday. So you have a week to do your homework. You got the 4th of July holiday to do it as well. So mark that down on your calendar. Text line available to you. I am going to put Isaac in charge of the text line today. That is 319-366-1600. That is, again, 319-366-1600. Isaac joining me in studio today. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. I would be better if I had a club in my hand, driver 7-iron, hit some shots into a simulator, but they're so busy, I have not been able to do that. So that is good news for the folks at X Golf and for everybody that signed up for a tee time. But I don't know if I'm going to get a swing in today. We'll see. Maybe I could bribe somebody to just step in and take, you know, like if they need a 165-yard 7-iron with a little cut in it, I might be able to help him out.
Yeah, Jaden sent me the pictures for social media, and it looks like just the perfect place for you. So I just imagine that you were, it's almost like a kid at a candy shop for you out there, right?
I've got TVs over my head. There's 10 of them I'm looking at right here. Just a beautiful building, and they've laid it out absolutely fantastic.
And like I said, if you're a golfer, and even if you're not a golfer, you want to stop on by with golfers and, you know, have some food, have a drink after work. Great place to do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to take me over there and then show me everything that I need to do to learn how to golf now that I told you that I need to start working on it?
That's right. Mark, this would be a great place to
do
that.
It does look like it'd be pretty useful, yeah.
We can do that. We can help you out. Mark and I are going to make you a golfer.
All right, sounds good. I'll mark it down. I'll start playing it on it. I'll start looking around for clubs so you can teach me. I'll pay extra close attention to Caddy Smacks on Wednesday and stuff like that. So
there is a lot to talk about as far as the sports world here today. We had a nice – no, Spencer mentioned it. Some of the folks at ESPN that are reportedly out today. Don't want to really talk about or dwell on that too much, but I know Susie Colbert has already mentioned the fact that she is not going to be back, but hopefully not too many anyway. And, hey, we're going to have great ESPN programming coming your way throughout the day right here on KGYM. We got a big weekend in NASCAR. The Chicago Road Course is going to debut this weekend, and the first ever street course. Going to be interesting to see how that goes. You got the match from last night, the NBA and their collective bargaining agreement, and I want to get your thoughts on this, Isaac, in a little bit. They're going to do something that really soccer has been doing for a long, long time, and that is in-season, not tournaments. They're going to do one tournament.
Right,
but
yeah.
It's going to be something a little bit different, and they are going to offer cash and prizes to their folks in the NBA, whoever wins that thing. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, the reason – I don't know how successful it'll be in the NBA. The reason it's so successful in soccer is because the way transfers, or I guess if you want to talk about player movement in soccer, works is you buy with money. You don't make trades like X player for X player. It is, I will pay this team $55 million. Like Manchester United just bought Mason Mount from Chelsea, and it was $55 million. It's not, or 55 million pounds, rather. It's not, you know, I'll trade you, you know, Giannis for Steph Curry or something like that. The reason why the cups work so well in soccer is because it's all money driven, and the teams get money that they can then spend on player transfers to help improve their team. And
okay. And
the NBA, obviously there's trades sometimes where, you know, X player for cash considerations, but most of the time I want to say 90-95% of trades are, you know, player for player. So I think they'll have to figure out a way to really incentivize NBA teams and NBA players in wanting to win these tournaments and center it around this can help your team get better, not just, well, we'll give you some prize money, because I think we've seen a little bit with, like, the All-Star game. Sometimes prize money is not always the biggest motivation for NBA players.
Yeah, and they're going to have they're going to play these games, and it's not all going to be in a row from what I understand. They're also going to have a central location that they are going to have the semifinals and the finals, probably going to be Las Vegas, because why wouldn't you want to be in Las Vegas if you're an NBA player or an NBA team? Because nothing ever bad happens in Las Vegas. Throw a lot of cash at them, and, you know, maybe we're going to have some December, January, big-time NBA matchups, finals previews, et cetera, et cetera. Might as well try something in the middle of the season, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really do. I don't know how successful it'll be. I do like that. I do like when leagues kind of try new things, see what kind of works. Because if you don't change anything, then your team, your sport's going to get left behind. And the NBA, I think, has been great at always trying to change up a little bit. And with the NBA becoming more and more global than, you know, other U.S. sports, I think them looking at soccer, they're trying to incorporate some of the things that soccer does so they can help relate to, you know, European sort of players or a European audience. But again, you know, the reason it works so well in soccer is that prize money that teams get can then be invested in getting that team better. And I don't know how, you know, winning a mid-season tournament, I don't know what the verbiage is, winning a mid-season tournament in the NBA is going to help NBA teams get better unless you're giving them, you know, draft picks maybe as like a, you get like a late first round draft pick if you win. I have no clue how it would help an NBA team other than, you know, you get some extra cash to splash around.
True. NBA free agency starting tonight, by the way. And I listened in, of course, on you and Spencer chatting about that. It's not the greatest NBA free agent group coming down the line this year. You still got some plums out there and some guys that are going to be highly sought, but it's not the greatest group of NBA free agents to ever come down the line.
Yeah, it's. I think the top stars just kind of have a lot of question marks around them. You know, like James Harden is coming off an ultra-disappointing Game 7 with the 76ers. I mean, 9 points in a closeout game is just, if I'm the Sixers, unacceptable. And obviously it was. I mean, they are okay with, you know, he opted into his player option, and they're looking to trade him to the Knicks or the Clippers. And, you know, Kyrie Irving, you know, we don't need to get a ton into Kyrie Irving, but he is what he is. You know, the Mavericks traded for him, and their team seemingly got worse after they traded for him. So I think we're seeing a lot of NBA teams kind of look around and make maybe take on bigger contracts for this year because they're not super worried about trying to make a big move in free agency. They're just going to try to run it back with what they've got, like the Lakers, who are always in, you know, talks with the biggest free agents. Their reports are, we're re-signing everyone and going to try to, you know, build our team a little bit through development, develop those young guys and give them another season.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk more about that coming up in a little bit, but Kevin Flanagan joining me here at X Golf Cedar Rapids. And, of course, he's the general manager out here, no stranger to us at KGYM and no stranger to the Cedar Rapids golf community, bowling community. As well, what do you want to talk about, bowling or golf first? Let's talk golf, right?
I think the ex-golf would be probably the good idea.
Well, hey, congratulations to you and Doug and Bryant and everybody out here, Kevin, because a lot of people out here, great grand opening, place looks absolutely fantastic, and boy, it couldn't have gone any better today, could it?
No, I mean, they did it upright. It's I anticipate more here, you know, after people get off work, but there's a lot of people.
Yeah. And, well, how did this all get started? How did this this entire idea get started? Simulators, indoor golf, kind of take us through that a little bit.
Well, if it's fair to say, Doug was going to put a simulator in his basement. Or his house.
It outgrew his basement.
And all
by the
of a sudden, it turned into this. That's a fact. Yeah.
Yeah. You got eight of them here. You've got a room back there for private parties. You can have birthday parties here, team building events, things like that. And it's a big open space. And I think you guys put it together absolutely beautifully.
Yeah, it's got the ambiance. It's not. We got golf, but we got the kind of the sports bar feel to it too. And they got, you know, things coming up for watch parties, going to do some like UFC showings, things like that planned down the road. So they're set up for that here. But the, eight simulators is nice. I mean, for leagues, for those cold winter months that we know when they get to jam-packed, you know, so.
Seemingly never ends.
Yeah.
Well, what is the plan? I mean, you can do leagues out here. I know you got I read that you got a tournament that's already getting organized here, and it's you're a part of a national, kind of almost international network out here as well. So you got a lot of plans, I would imagine, to get people out here.
Yeah, we're taking anybody that's interested in, you know, leagues, we're asking them here if they want to play in the winter. We got the special rates. We got discount cards. But these tournaments that they run through X-Golf, they're linked in to all X-Golfs. And you have to get to download the app, which is, I think it's $5.99 for a year. Mm-hmm. But it gives you all your stats and everything that you may or may not want to know. But anyway, they have these tournaments like the St. Andrews one. They kind of coincide with the majors. And This one's a two-person team alternate shot. But they, I think grand prize is like a trip for four to like Cancun, something like that. I mean, they're nice prizes.
Yeah, it is. And it goes for like 5 or 6 days, too.
Yeah. It doesn't just go on and on. It's a short period. And the reason why they have you do the app, they can see that it's on the up and up as you're in the program, in the system. It's not standing back there with a baseball pitching machine and trying to launch one into 400-yard drives or something, which I could use.
Hey, we all could use that. But you got the simulators here, and these are state-of-the-art simulators as well, because they've got all the latest bells and whistles. I was looking at the one thing I like about these is that the putting is a lot simpler, a lot better than what we've seen in the past. You got laser optics you can play with this. You can practice short game and putting. You can do a lot of things out here.
Yeah, the putting is you putt from this specific dimple, I'll call it, spot. So it's built into that. So it's for me practicing on it, it's way more accurate, I mean, than what I've been on before. And that's usually, you know, through the years, the bigger complaints you have, a lot of people that would like to bypass the putting or to the automatic two putt, things like that on the simulators, because it's just kind of been, you know, putting at a spot and, you know, it's all over the place. So these are more fine-tuned. I mean, if I push one, I push one, get it to the edge a little too quick, it doesn't drop in, it'll rim out. So they're fun. They're fun, you know, it's not just that. They're fun to come in, and like I did the other day, and you think you know how far your clubs go, but it's nice to come in and actually hit, say, 10 good balls with each club and really kind of feel, if not the exact yardage, you know, in here, but you know the distances between your clubs, you know. So it's nice to work on that kind of stuff, too.
And you've got the simulators. You've got a bunch of courses that you can choose from. I think you were telling me probably over 50 of them and around the world courses.
Yeah, the X-Golf started in Korea, and basically a space population issue. They don't have the room, so they were putting them in. They developed the technology and put them in warehouses, and you go in with basically a membership time card, and you'd swipe it, and it'd open up a bay for a while, and you'd play. And then by the time the technology moved to America, X-Golf added on the bar, sports bar aspect, food, things like that.
And speaking of food, great food here. You got a barbecue pulled pork special today, and I've seen people taking advantage of that. Looks delicious.
Well, if you haven't seen me, it's because I've been back in there.
You've been there serving the pulled pork.
Yeah. If anybody's come out to see me, I apologize. It's kind of stuck in the kitchen today.
No, but and if you don't have your own clubs, you can come out here.
Absolutely.
You can rent some, right?
Yeah, we got rentals for juniors, we got ladies left, right, men's left, right, so we can hook them up there. But I mean, of course, you can bring your own. Anybody that can bring their own, but you got a lot of people, like business people, that will. You know, they're in town, don't have their clubs. Maybe they're familiar with X Golf at another location, and hey, want to stop in and hit some balls for a while.
Yeah. Way to go and way to do it there. And Kevin Flanagan joining us here from X Golf in Cedar Rapids. The grand opening going on right now. We're at 5235 Buffalo Ridge Drive Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Going to be open until midnight coming up tonight. And you got opportunities. I know you got a room back there that you can have some parties and birthday parties. A lot of kids here today. That's good to see. And it's a place for people of all ages, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you haven't noticed, you've been up there. The nicest thing about them, I guess I'm finding out as I'm getting up there a little bit, that you don't have to bend over here. You know, automatically tees your ball up. It rolls back underneath the into a hopper and re-tees your ball for you. So it's, you know, you think you tee off and you bend over, put your tee in the ground. If you got a favorite tee, you're looking to bend over and pick it back up. And if you're a good, thoughtful golfer, you're fixing other ball marks on the green, as you should, not just your own, and you're bending over for all that. And without gimmies, having to take it out of the cup. So a lot of bending over on that lower back that we don't have here.
So it's good for your whole physical golfness, right?
There you go. Yeah, it's not gonna, shouldn't cause you any injury, I guess.
Yeah.
But right back in the back, yeah, a private little area, good for any kind of parties or work related, whatever. Right now they're doing a long drive challenge and a closest to the pin challenge back there.
I wonder what the leaders are back there. Have you heard?
Early on, it was just a little over 300, and I think closest to was 22, somewhere around there. But that was, I don't even know what time. It was probably 4 or 5 hours ago. Now
that was before you started doling out pulled pork.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure both those would beat me if I went over there. So,
hey, I'm not even going to try to hit 300 yards. If it happens,
then you might hurt something.
You're right. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't there. But, yeah, some like you mentioned, the sports bar feel to this. And that's kind of the thing I noticed. You got golf, and then you also got sports. You got so many televisions here. And I know a lot of them are going to be golf-themed. But, like you said, doesn't mean if there's a big game, this is not the place to come down and check it out, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can see by the TVs, there's not going to be any arguing over what someone wants to watch. We can change it off an iPad up by the register and just change each TV. So that's nice because you'll have, you know, days in the maybe football games and college especially where there's different networks. They want to watch different things, and they certainly can watch anything they want here.
And a nice place to stop by, after work each night as well. And, hey, if you want to hop in the simulator, so be it, right?
Yeah. I think they got a happy hour 2 to 5 Monday through Friday, I believe.
2 to 5. Brian's gonna come on now.
There he goes.
Did you see how quickly he went back?
There he goes.
Happy hour's 2 to 5, right? All day today, but
no.
Then regularly. 2 to 5. Okay. There you go. Yeah, stop on by today. They're gonna be open until midnight tonight, so you got a long day ahead of you, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But,
did you get some sleep before this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, went out to bowling alley for a while.
Well, and we have to mention bowling because,
Well, bowling night in America. I mean, I listen and go watch
you guys
perform on Wednesdays.
And you said you could volunteer your services as someone to help us out.
Yeah, we can, talk the contract later, but negotiate. And we'll see what Duker says about it, maybe.
and see.
I hope he gets well, too, by the way.
Oh, he's listening today, so.
Oh, nice.
So tell him hi.
Tell him to get out here and check the place out.
Yeah, it is a great, great facility, and you guys have done it right, and I tell you what, this is kind of the thing that's starting to come into vogue as far as golf. It's good to see a resurgence for golf over the last couple of years, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, bowling actually too.
Yeah.
It's starting off. It starts with the youth, the kids programs. Time goes by pretty quick, and before you know it, the little kids are adults, and you start there to grow it. And bowling's come a long way itself in the college, high schools, and college, and in tennis too. So it's nice.
What's your favorite food you got here? Have you tried them all out?
I'll tell you what, I think Bryant will agree with me, this jumbo pretzel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm more of a butter and salt kind of guy, so it's
jumbo pretzel.
It kind of does it for me, yeah.
Okay, and you can dip that into the cheese there? And
yeah, get some beer cheese with it or with queso, whatever you want.
Nice. Good little appetizer right there. And swing on by and check it all out here, but got a lot of things going here today, and I think talking with Doug and Brian, you guys got tee times all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. So that's good first day, right?
Oh, yeah. It's. I mean,
and you don't have to close up when the sun goes down.
No. No, indoors in. Guess what? The beer cart's not very far from you.
No, it is not. But great stuff here, but good talking with you, man.
Hey, it's been nice.
And best of luck to you, all you guys. It's a great local venture, tied in kind of nationally as well, and I think it's going to be awesome.
Yep, I do too. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, thank you, Scott.
All right, Kevin Flanagan joining us here, and the general manager out here at X Golf Cedar Rapids, 5235 Buffalo Ridge Drive Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And we're right in front of Fleet Farm. Grand opening going on all day today until midnight. They've got 2-for-1 drink specials throughout the day, $8 barbecued pulled pork sandwiches. They've got the long drive challenge going on. They got the closest to the pin challenge going on as well. Raffle prizes. You can also stop by and see Jaden and Ren and Kylie here as they got some KGYM stuff. You can register for Colonel's tickets as well. So, again, make your plans to stop on by. We're going to be here broadcasting the gym class until about 4 o'clock here today, and we're going to be here until 5. We'll check in during the first hour of the Todd Brommel Camp show today as well. And don't forget about those punch cards. They've got punch cards good for 10 punches for $200. That special going on today here at X Golf Cedar Rapids. Isaac, let's take a break, and we'll get a weather forecast, and we'll come back and talk more about X Golf, and we'll talk about everything going on in the world of sports today. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Talk to you out of the break.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm Casey Furix with a check of your forecast. We do have the potential for some stronger storms earlier on this morning for mainly locations along and south of Interstate 80. We're looking at the potential for some damaging winds. Otherwise, as we go throughout the day, we'll call it partly sunny skies. Highs will be reaching into those middle and upper 80s. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Save big money at Menards with 11% off everything for a fantastic 4th of July. Patriotic caps and t-shirts are on sale for just $3.99 each after rebate. Patriotic quad chairs with carrying bag, only $12.99 after rebate. Keep bugs away with big savings on insect repellents. An LED bug zapper bulb is just $2.97 after rebate. Good through July 4th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Updating your heating and cooling system sounds great, but dealing with general contractors, utilities, and building departments, plus filling out all the paperwork, doesn't. Well, hold on, because E&J Geothermal will take care of everything, from the initial consultation to checking with all the right people, installing an energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal unit, and helping you file for the new increased tax credits and rebates for residential and commercial properties. You worry about nothing. E&J Geothermal's got it. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
We are back at X Golf Cedar Rapids on the northeast side, right in front of Fleet Farm, 5235 Buffalo Ridge Drive Northeast here in Cedar Rapids to be exact. It is the grand opening of X Golf Cedar Rapids. Goes through midnight tonight. Got happy hour going on all day long, 2-for-1s. We've got the $8 barbecue pulled pork sandwich and chips as well, and we've got that going on today. Stop on by, make your plans, say hi to us here at KGYM, put Jaden and Ren to work, and register for some Colonel's tickets as well. And got that throughout the day here. And we're going to talk to Kevin Flanagan a little bit earlier on, the general manager. It's locally owned here with Doug and Brian, doing a great, great job. You can stop on by if you want to get a tee time from here to perpetuity. They've got clubs for you to rent. They got a beautiful, beautiful spot for some birthday parties, parties of all kinds, team building events, et cetera, et cetera. and great golf simulators. They've got 8 of them here, as a matter of fact, at X Golf Cedar Rapids. And while we got a moment here, we're going to throw it. We got a dual Emels Hideaway scoreboard coming up for you today, brought to you by Emels on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And I'm going to throw it. It's going to be the first part with Spencer, and then I can fill in some cracks after that. So, Spencer, I know you do the big board. This is your first time doing our scoreboard, so please don't be nervous.
Yeah, I'm not too. Yours is a little. Your scoreboard is a little bit more laid back. You don't have the bed music and everything like for the big board.
Do you want me to, like, I can do, like, you know, beatboxing behind
it. I think
like
I'll
that.
Pass on that. As lovely as I think the listeners may have, I think they may have wanted that.
Right now, Mark's at home going, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Beatboxing.
Well, if you listen to Spencer's show, we had this just at the end there. Tyler Cook is on the Milwaukee Bucks Summer League team. So a former Iowa kid there. And then also announced yesterday, Gabe Kauscher is going to be on the Warriors Summer League team. Other Iowa native Harrison Barnes signed a contract extension with the Sacramento Kings. And Colonels split a doubleheader yesterday in Peoria against the Chiefs. They won the first game, lost the second one, and then we had the Iowa men's and women's basketball teams announced some season ticket stuff. I think renewal, if you had season tickets last year, today is a day where you can start renewals if you are already in the queue for that. And then I'll toss it to you for some scores.
All right, thank you. And just to get you up to date on what's happening, Major League Baseball, one game in the afternoon, and it is all Cubs at Wrigley. They lead the Cleveland Guardians 10-0 right now at Wrigley Field. Game's coming up later on. As we heard, due to the Taylor Swift concert, the game has been pushed up. It is Cincinnati hosting the San Diego Padres. Padres can't even beat Taylor Swift right now. So I'm throwing that out there.
I'm not sure how many people could beat Taylor Swift right now. To be fair to the Padres there.
True. Very true. You got Washington at Philadelphia. The Baltimore Orioles are going to be hosting the Minnesota Twins. It'll be Milwaukee at Pittsburgh in a big battle in the National League Central. Boston is at Toronto. San Francisco at the New York Mets. Atlanta will host Miami. That's a big one in the National League East. It is the Battle of Texas. Houston will be at Texas tonight. Dodgers will be at Kauffman Stadium to take on the Kansas City Royals. If that is not the first time they have been there, it's the first time in a long time the Dodgers have been in Kansas City. Detroit will be at Colorado. The New York Yankees will be at St. Louis. That has also not happened in a long, long time. And then out on the West Coast, you've got the Angels hosting Arizona. And Tampa Bay will be at Seattle. And the White Sox will be in Oakland to take on the Oakland A's. Right now, on the PGA Tour and most of the televisions here at X Golf with the PGA Tour event on. That is the Rocket Mortgage Classic going on at Detroit. Taylor Moore, your leader right now by 2, 500 par shot today. He's at 13 under par. Justin Lauer and Adam Schenck, along with Canadian Taylor Pendrith, are all at 11 under. Dylan Wu among a big group at 10 under par right now. And at the U.S. Senior Open Championship going on at Century World in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Last I saw Rod Pampling and Bernhard Langer were your leaders at -3. Steve Stricker is in at even as he looks to go 3-for-3 in the first 3 senior majors of the year. And that's what we have on the Emels Hideaway scoreboard here today. If we do have a text, be sure to let me know about it, or just throw it out there, Isaac. Okay.
I will be sure. I have it open right now, so I think.
Very good.
Feel free to text in. I will. I'm not gonna hide anything from Scott. I promise. I have all the power. I can filter what I want, but I will be. That would be unfair to Scott and the program.
You are powerful today.
I know. I don't want to. It's not gonna go to my head though.
Okay.
Maybe just a little bit. Not too much though.
319-366-1600 is that text line if you would like to throw us a text here. By the way, they've got the two challenges going on. They've got the longest drive challenge and the closest to the pin challenge going on. So stop on by. Make your plans to be here at X Golf. It is their grand opening going on right now. We're broadcasting live 5235 Buffalo Ridge Drive Northeast in front of Fleet Farm here in Cedar Rapids. Wanted to talk some golf with you here, Isaac. We mentioned this yesterday. We had the match last night, the latest edition, the eighth annual match. This one did not have any professional golfers involved, which got the ire of Phil Mickelson. Seemingly, Phil Mickelson, I will not stop at anything to comment on the world of golf here. And he said it was a farce because there was not a professional golfer tied into it. Yeah, I don't know. Yes and no. It was – I watched most of it. It was entertaining. If you looked for great golf, you did not see it last night. But it was an upset because you had Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes pulling the upset over Steph Curry and Klay Thompson last night. And it was a blowout. It was not even close. They never trailed and won it in match play terms 3-2. Did you see any of that last night?
I did see a little bit of it, yeah. And, you know, I think, yes, they had, you know, they're targeting a different audience. They didn't have professional golfers there. I don't think they're going for the traditional golf fan like Phil Mickelson may have wanted them to be. You know, I think they're mostly just targeting a young audience who's looking to relate to people who just have fun on golf courses without being ultra, ultra competitive, which is, I guess, different than what they had targeted before. I was very surprised. I thought, obviously I don't know much about golf, so I'll defer to you, but I thought Travis's swing looked a lot better than I was expecting it to. And I also thought that Klay did not look great. I think maybe the height looked a little bit awkward for him. He might be just a little bit too tall to be a golfer. But I'll defer to you on the sort of technical aspect of the golf that we saw yesterday.
I will say this. Travis Kelce won that thing for their group because Patrick Mahomes is a decent golfer. Kelsey's okay. Patrick, though, he's been known as the better of the two golfers. Travis Kelce came through in a big way because Patrick admitted that his game was off. Steph Curry was the one that's getting the slings and arrows today because Steph Curry reportedly is a one handicap. He has been in a couple of Korn Ferry Tour events. He's gotten special exemptions for those. And a lot of people expected a lot more from Steph Curry, and he just did not look like a one-handicap golfer last night. Klay Thompson is the reason why they came up with this pairing. Klay's an okay golfer, but he's not the world's greatest golfer, as you saw. And it is, as you get taller, it gets tougher. You don't see a lot of PGA Tour players that are over 6 feet tall.
Yeah, it just looked really small in his hands, just him swinging it. It looked a little bit weird. 8186 says there was too many mics yesterday.
I would agree. It was also the first one where they really, really did not hide the fact that there were a lot of libations that were being consumed during the match.
Yeah, and I did see a little bit of criticism, too, that maybe the spectators shouldn't have been so far out on the sides there because they are amateurs and, you know, there was a couple balls that got, I want to say, shanked or cut or whatever.
Oh, you can say it.
Yes. They went off to the side a little bit too far, and someone said it was a bad look that when one of Klay's balls that he hit went out into the crowd and hit someone and they were kind of chuckling about it.
Yeah.
Probably not the best look for golf.
Probably not. I know Patrick hit a spectator and did sign a ball and signed the lanyard, et cetera, et cetera. And I know Klay Thompson did that.
They didn't do it on purpose, obviously.
No.
But it's still maybe something that golf doesn't particularly want to highlight, I don't think.
There were a couple times where the crowd was way closer than they should have been for a shot, and they needed, and they did move them back, told them to move back a little bit. You know, they aren't professional golfers. They're professional athletes, so they, you know, they've got the hand-eye coordination, et cetera, et cetera. It was, though, you know, it was a situation where I kind of likened it to golf meets match game, because if you were a devotee of match game back in the day of the great game show hosted by Gene Rayburn, they did not hide the fact that there may not have been coffee in their cups, and that was the case last night. And yeah, they were one of the greats. They were one of their sponsors. So, hey, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, and again, I think they were targeting maybe just a little bit of a different audience, you know, not just the traditional golf fan. 8220 says, would have liked them to be able to use Charles Barkley for mulligans.
I like that idea.
I did think it was a little fun also having Von Miller and Draymond as like caddies. Obviously, Von Miller, he like ran into the back of Patrick Mahomes' cart, I think, at one point there.
I was a little worried about that.
Yeah, I bet you were a little bit concerned. I bet Chiefs fans held their breath for just a half second there, especially seeing Von Miller hit Patrick Mahomes again as a this time not on the football field, though.
Draymond Green was the most fun. He was worth the viewing last night, because he did – I think he started at about 2 in the afternoon getting into it, if you know what I mean, as far as the libations are concerned, and did not stop. So he was – I thought Draymond Green was the funny one and the big winner last night.
Yeah, he knows how to – he's, I guess, a member of the media at this point in his career, and he really knows how to interact pretty well, even though he does kind of have a little bit of a – negative attitude. I don't know, negative personality centered around him. But I think every time he interacts with fans in this way, I think he's always been great entertainment.
He has been. And Von Miller took it very seriously. Very seriously.
They won. So, I mean, I don't want to say it was all up to Von Miller, but I guess maybe he's played a role, I want to say.
There were a few people that were tweeting the fact that, oh, great, Von Miller now is going to be a Kansas City Chief. But that is definitely not the case. He's still a Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, that would not be possible. He's still got a little bit on that contract that he signed to go.
Yeah, and it was entertaining. I don't know if I want to see four athletes. I like that. Maybe go with the three-man team or three-woman team, or, you know, LPGA players can get in there as well. Very popular right now. Rose Zhang, I think, is going to be someone that is going to be big as far as the media is concerned in the near future, if not already right now. But, you know, you had the glitz and glamour of Vegas, and you had just really bad golf going on, but kind of entertaining golf.
Yeah, I think maybe it also would have been interesting if they could have the you know, the professional golfers and also have just regular professional athletes. But I think if you put them at a combination, so it's not just professional athletes, or with the audience that I think they're trying to draw, just professional golfers, where you kind of have a mix of the two, that might be sort of the sweet spot for the match, where you can kind of incorporate the fun attitude of the sport while also having some high quality golf out there.
Steph Curry may be a one handicap at his course, but he is not a one handicap at wins in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'd love to see J.R. Smith. Wasn't he on a golf team, Texas A&M or something like that, right? Didn't he?
He actually, after his NBA career ended, he went to a historically black college, I believe, in North Carolina. And he is on the golf team and did very, very well. Had some eligibility left, and I know he was on the team last year. I'm not sure if that was the only year he had, but he did very, very well.
So maybe if you want to keep with the sort of famous athlete, J.R. Smith might be someone, because, I mean, he might fall into the sort of Charles Barkley sort of range there, J.R. Smith.
Yeah, very much could. So there you go. Match, and the Chiefs win. I was not disappointed with that. 319-366-1600 as we come your way from X Golf in Cedar Rapids, the grand opening. We're going to take our final break. We're going to come back, and we'll wrap things up here for our live portion of the broadcast from X Golf in Cedar Rapids. They're open until midnight. Stop on by. They've got great specials going on. They've got the challenges right now, the long drive challenge, the closest to the pin challenge going on here. And they've got $8 barbecued pulled pork sandwiches for you, two for ones all day. And they will be here until midnight tonight at X Golf, Cedar Rapids. So we'll take a break, come back, and have more of the gym class for you on this Friday right here on KGYM.
When you can find everything you need at prices you can afford, that's totally Target. It's that feeling when quality, good, and gather ingredients on the barbecue bring family around the table. Or when favorite day after practice snacks let you celebrate the whole team for less. It's when saving more on up-and-up sunscreen means more fun in the sun. And when Target Circle Rewards program gives you more perks on what you buy most and is always free to join, that's totally Target.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-375-6741. We've helped over 100,000 men with their sex lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-375-6741. That's 800-375-6741. Again, 800-375-6741.
Back at X Golf in Cedar Rapids. 5235 Buffalo Ridge Drive, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Gym class broadcasting live here today at their grand opening. We talked with Kevin Flanagan, the GM, a little bit earlier on. If you missed that, we'll have it available for you on podcast form coming up in just a little bit. All the simulators right now going strong. We got people bringing in clubs. Great to see. Their own bags. You can also rent clubs here. They're going to be open until midnight coming up tonight for the grand opening. And you can check out more. They have a website available for you, and you can go to xgolfcr.com. That's all one word, xgolfcr.com. We've got great stuff from KGYM right here. If you'd like to stop on by, we're going to be here until 5 o'clock. And you can also register for some Colonels tickets that we are going to be giving away as well here today at the grand opening. And it goes on here until midnight here this evening. Scott Unash with you. We'll be back on Monday. Hopefully Mark will be with me. Fingers crossed. And Cal Eldred is going to join us coming up on Monday. Usually joins us on Tuesday, but obviously Tuesday is the 4th of July. Local programming will take a break for ESPN Major League Baseball coming up on Tuesday. So we will have Cal coming up on Monday edition of the gym class program. And as far as the weekend is concerned, I think the one thing that I am looking forward to the most this weekend, always look forward to golf, but I think the one thing, Isaac, I am really interested in seeing how the street course in Chicago is going to go for NASCAR. They're going to have the Xfinity race. It's going to be late on Saturday. They're going to have the Cup race late on Sunday. I think financially it's going to be a big, big hit. I just want to see how heavier, big stock cars are going to do on a street course. This is the first time it's happened, and we're gonna see.
Yeah,
we're gonna see.
I'm also interested in seeing how that goes. Particularly, you know, it's the first time for NASCAR we've seen it. You know, obviously F1 is all street courses. You have a couple Indy car races that are street courses. It'll be very interesting, especially in a city like Chicago. I think I've seen a lot more talk. I think it's good for NASCAR, for one. I think a lot of people see it and are interested in seeing how it goes. I think they will have to, I don't know, put on a show. Hopefully there's, you know, enough passing that people find it interesting. And like you said, it'll be an adjustment. Hopefully NASCAR figures out how these cars kind of handle it, so it doesn't take too much away from how NASCAR normally operates.
Right, and looking at the course, it's a little bit different than we've seen in the past on a normal street course with F1, IndyCar, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, a lot longer straightaways. I think that's where the passing is going to come. Not quite as many very tight hairpin turns that you usually see on a street course. It's a longer course. I think it's a 12-turn course, but as NASCAR put, and I think a good job by them, because you don't want to have a bunch of twists and turns and where you're just going to wad up cars and things like that. So I think it's going to be interesting, and I think it's going to be fun. There are going to be a lot of people there in downtown Chicago, going to be all around Grant Park and the Buckingham Fountain, et cetera, et cetera. But should be good.
Yeah, it's definitely, again, I'm not a big race fan, but it's something that I'm really interested in seeing kind of how it operates. Hopefully it's not a one-off thing, and hopefully the race goes smooth. And again, I think NASCAR really wants to find that line of not taking too much away of how NASCAR really operates and having enough passes to keep it interesting while also having these street races in big cities that people can kind of recognize on these recognizable streets and, you know, notice the skylines, things like that, that people sort of enjoy with the street races.
We are going to be here for one more hour. We will check in during the first hour of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. I want to thank everybody from X Golf here today, Brian and Doug and Kevin and the entire staff. We've had a great time. They're going to be open until midnight tonight, so stop on by. Take advantage of the great grand opening day specials we're going to tell you about during the 4 o'clock hour here at 5235 Buffalo Ridge Drive Northeast in Cedar Rapids. You've been listening to The Gym Class, live from X Golf in Cedar Rapids. Todd Brommelkamp Show next.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event starts now with limited quantity deals on top business PCs.